Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An array of musical talent brings an enjoyable start to the summer in the Tuesdays in June concert series. Dr. Richard Seiler provides accompaniment for a number of performers in the program that takes place every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Grace Episcopal Church in Monroe. He joins me with more on the feature performances this month. Rick, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me. Well,
tell us about the inspiration behind this series. 40th season, I understand.
It is the 40th season. The first one was in 1975, and so we are celebrating our 40th season.
How long have you been involved with coordinating these performances?
Well, this is my 15th season, mm-hmm. and I'm very happy to be taking the series, and we've had some great seasons in the past, and we have another great one
coming up tonight. A trio of talented voices present a concert. Tell us about the program.
Tonight we have Corey Trahan, who is very well known in this region. He will be singing tonight, and we will be doing the Schumann Dichterliebe cycle, which is a wonderful cycle from 1840. And if you haven't heard the whole cycle sung in its entirety, you don't want to miss this opportunity. We have Elizabeth Johnson Knight, who teaches in Oklahoma. She is traveling, and she will be here, and we are going to be doing some Granados songs and a set of Montsovatke pieces. So a nice Spanish set. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Claire Vangelisti, who is on faculty here at ULM, she and I will present a set of Rachmaninoff songs, which are wonderful. And then Liz and Claire will be joining forces to sing the flower duet from Lakme.
Oh, wow.
Which is a wonderful event, a wonderful duet. And then and we'll close the concert with a trio from Mozart's Così fan tutte.
Bringing them all together with a great finale, it sounds like, coming up this evening.
Absolutely.
Rick, next Tuesday, the 17th, a trumpeter takes the stage. Tell us about the performance coming up next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, we have Dr. Aaron Wittig, who is new on our faculty just last year. And we are great to have, really, really pleased to have him in our community. And he and I will be presenting a concert. I'll be playing the organ some, and also on the piano. And the concert will consist of the Neruda Concerto for E-flat trumpet, and that will be with organ. And we'll also be presenting a piece by Mahler and arranged for trumpet and organ. And then we'll continue with an exciting work called Centennial Horizon for sea trumpet and piano by Kevin McKee. And we will close with two of the three Gershwin preludes, originally for piano, but transcribed for trumpet and piano, and then we'll close with a surprise.
You know, we mentioned an array. I love the way this works out, because we have the vocalist, we've got the trumpet, so some brass and strings the following week with Dan Sumner on guitar. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And Dan is on tour this summer from and he is going to be presenting. He's such a wonderful classical and jazz guitarist, and this will be his second appearance during this concert series, and he's amazing, always wonderful to listen to.
One of the great things, I think, Rick, is after each performance, guests are able to interact with the artists through a reception. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Receptions are events that we all look forward to, and the men and women of the church give of their time and their wonderful culinary talents, and provide these receptions for us and all of the people who are in attendance. And they're wonderful.
Being involved in this with for 15 years, what have you enjoyed about the project?
I've enjoyed being able to continue to provide with all of my colleagues to provide during part of the summer an opportunity for the community to have these performance opportunities. The performing arts does not go to sleep in mm-hmm. the summer, and so it's a great chance to have these events for everyone and free of charge.
Yeah, what do the guests, Rick, share about the June concerts that bring them back?
A love of the art and a love for this community, and they think that the series is so important to maintain, and they want to keep it going.
The Tuesdays in June concert series at Grace Episcopal Church. Again, those performances start at 7 p.m. Rick, if someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
You can call the church at 387-6646 or check out our website on www.gracechurchmonroe.org.
Dr. Richard Seiler coordinates the Tuesdays in June concert at Grace Episcopal Church. Rick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Laniap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room anytime at kedm.org.
Support for Laniap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.